This news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Well, last night, approximately 9:25, there was a report of a shed fire just off of Sebring Road north side between Moore Road and Hartzell Road. On the scene were Owendale Fire Department, Elkton Fire Department, Elkton Ambulance, and the County Sheriff's Office. It was confirmed it was a shed fire, and the structure was located quite a way back from the road, so visibility was limited, but the fire appeared to be fairly large at the time. Also in local news, it's been a long time coming, but Carroll Community School Board of Education made a difficult decision during its month's meeting. In November 2025, it was a discussion about closing the Shaw Elementary School. During this month's district meeting, the board made the difficult decision to close that school in about 5 months. There was a letter sent to Holmes previously explaining what the district was planning to do and that the district's enrollment has been steadily declining. The Shaw School has served the district well for over 102 years. The plan to close the school at the end of the 2025-2026 school year and relocate students to the main complex of the buildings on Hooper Street. To accommodate the influx of additional students, Shaw students in the 3rd through 6th grade will be housed at the middle school, and 7th and 8th grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustments and revamping will have to be done to the facilities to accommodate these changes, but officials are confident the tight timeline can be met. The district has also funds to do that from a bond issue recently approved by voters. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
This is Melissa, admissions coordinator from Sanilac Medical Care Facility. This Valentine's Day, give a meaningful gift by choosing trusted care for someone you love. Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky provides both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment. Residents have access to on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, along with personalized care plans designed to support recovery, daily living, and overall well-being. Our experienced and compassionate staff focuses on comfort, safety, and dignity, helping residents feel supported while giving families confidence and peace of mind in their decisions. If you're exploring care options for a loved one, Sanilac Medical Care is here to guide you every step of the way with dependable services and heartfelt care you can trust. Learn more by visiting sanilacmedicalcare.com or calling 810-648-3017. And from everyone at Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we wish you a happy Valentine's Day filled with love.
Authorities in Saginaw are looking into Monday evening shooting that left a 16-year-old boy hospitalized. Officers were called to the area of 3rd Street and Federal Avenue around 5:20 p.m. February 9th, where they found a teen suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to nearby hospital and is currently in stable condition, according to police. No arrests have been made, and investigators with the Saginaw Police Department and the Michigan State Police Major Crimes Unit are handling this case. Emergency crews rescued four people early Saturday after their ATV went through the ice on Saginaw Bay, about 3 miles off of Pinconny Boat Lodge. According to the Bay County Sheriff's Office, 49-year-old man and a 13-year-old boy from Mount Pleasant ended up in the icy water, but managed to climb out before first responders arrived. Two other members of their group became stranded when their snowmobile ran out of fuel. Deputies reached the scene by airboat and brought all four back to safe shores. The man and the team were taken to local hospitals for evaluation and are expected to make a full recovery. In national news, Colorado overhauls marijuana testing. Colorado regulators are moving towards a major shift in how legal cannabis production and screened are to be screened for mold and pesticides. Under the new proposal, state licensed labs would gain more independence in a sample selection to prevent manufacturers from cherry picking the cleanest product for testing. The move follows concerns from consumer advocacy groups regarding the consistency of the safety data. The state hopes to implement more rigorous standards by the end of the second quarter to ensure high transparency in the nation's oldest legal market. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short and long-term rehabilitation, nursing skill, nursing care is also available there, supportive environment with on-site physical and occupational therapy and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at SanilacMedicalCare.com.